Well, our grain marketing specialist, Kim Anderson, is here. Kim, wheat prices closed just below the support price. With the support price breached, is that an indication that prices are going to fall even further?
Well, it's a sign that they're going to fall further. And if I had to bet, I would say that they'll go on down. There's just not much reason for them to go up. You know, that March contract, I had the support at $5.10 or $5. It's just right below $5 for a couple of days, just kind of wallowing around. If it falls through there, then it's got another 20 or 30 cents down. The July contract at $5.30, again below that. And if it closes below 5.30, say next week, then there's a possibility it'll go down to $5.
What are the chances of us seeing $4 wheat? I mean, is it going to happen?
Oh, $4 wheat could happen, especially in the cash market. You look at the excess supplies that we have in the United States and the world. If we have an above average winter wheat crop in Oklahoma, Texas, and on up through the wheat belt, then we will see $4 and possibly $3.75 wheat.
Wow. So what marketing or market factors is the market really keying in right now? I mean, you kind of mentioned it right now, world production.
World production, U.S. production. They're watching exports for the nearby prices. They're watching corn and what's going on in the corn market and how much corn is being planted.
And corn prices are just kind of wallowing around. What's driving the forces in corn right now?
Well, right now the corn market's watching and talking about how much corn is going to be planted. You know, they said that we needed about 3 million more acres than we had last year, and then wheat came in at 6 million less. So there gives you 6 million for corn to take up. So we don't need to bid the prices up to get that corn planted. You've got almost 1.8 billion bushels of corn in ending stocks. You've got a record corn crop projected for this last year. There's just a lot of corn out there. So corn prices aren't going to help wheat prices. And neither of those markets look like we're going to get much increase in prices at all.
So what kind of prices are we expecting in corn this year?
Well, I think you're watching corn. They're going to look at those planted and how well it gets in. Again, we're starting it out with the good stocks. I think prices will probably be slightly lower in the 2010 year than they were in the 2009 marketing year.
All right, Kim, thanks for being here. Looks like it's going to be kind of a rough road here this year in 2010.
Yeah.